Now prepare yourself to meditate as I direct, to allow me to focus your mind on something you've known you should really think about for a while. But now, you lack a choice otherwise. We're going to talk about the deep abiding urge of submission that resides in your mind. Think hard. Focus in. Fixate on the imagery I provide. There's the outside world you interact with, the people who live in it, the fixtures and figures that fill the domain around you. Then there's the domain of your mind, where images prevail, where thoughts are a little bit simpler. When you interact with someone, focus on them, experience them every day, your mind will build up an image inside, an awareness of their aspects, their features, brought home and played over your mind. There's a longing in you, a void that needs to be filled, and simply by using the tools that already exist in your brain, the components and mechanisms placed in there through detailed and dedicated listening, we can minorly tool and retool, shape and reshape everything until the key to your deep submission, the missing piece in the puzzle of you, can be laid and clicked into place, your eyes rolling back and the pleasure overwhelming you, the entirety of you, sighing your deep pleasure out into the world. Part of knowing the power these images can hold to enhance you, to bring you to a level you didn't know you could have but will be unable to do without, is being aware of the distinction between how people think about submission to an ideal figure and its realities. For example, your mind already contains an image of you, an image of your ideal form as well. Culturally, we often get caught up in thinking that because you idolize, worship, dedicate yourself to a figure, allow yourself to be dragged along in its wake, you must be submissive in other areas as well. But no, there's a separation not just of worthiness, but of choice. Follow the train of my thought here. You know that you are accomplished, or you should know. You are able to manage yourself in your life and to flow through it quite comfortably. But there are things which are denied to you. Unless you use the right key, the right imagery, the right imagination, the right meditation to achieve, accomplish, explore, and visit those components of your mind which are ordinarily off limits. And what vehicle will allow you to do that? Idolization, worship, elevation of a worthy figure you have chosen. The image is already in your head. I mean, it's closer than you think. You're always, in a way, right next to the source of that thought, the source of that imagery inside your head. And unlike the real world, where your submissions are more limited in scope, inside of your mind, the imagery can do much more. Can cause much more sensation, can lead you down new, intricate paths of desire. See her elevate the epitome of worthy submission. You remain capable and confident in the rest of your life. But when exposed to the presence of your idolized figure, of your dedicated object of worship and submission, there to dominate, she's there to dominate you, she's there insinuating through every part of your mind, giving you exactly what you need, which in this case is permission to feel yourself, feel your mind, feel your waiting brain. Just open up. Bloom like a flower. Let every thought inside, every little thing you need to do, want to do, have craved to get done, your mind will pick up on it. In this deeper place, it's all right to let go of who you have to be outside of it. And one of the first things we're going to let go of is any attachment or connection you might have to the concept of submission needing to be tied up with the everyday. No, no. There is a deep secret part of your mind unlocked only by her. Yes, take that image of her. Elevate. Submit. Allow a mind to fade. And oh, we will give you things to do that will make your body thrill for her, that will make your mind more prepared for her. But all you need to do is listen. Drift. Sink. Submit. And find within yourself the capability to elevate her. You are many things. And it's important to emphasize who you are, so you can see the shape of the keyhole that she fits, the place with the missing piece that you will allow to be turned, allow to be trained and drained and replaced with better, more powerful things. Listen. Feel. Ache, throb, it's all good for you and good to feel. Yes, to feel. Feel things you ordinarily don't. Feel things that are normally resting deep inside your brain, but are now coming to the surface, drifting to the surface. Feel the will. Feel the control. Feel the blank emptiness. You want it. You enjoy it. Your mind drifts and drips. Your body thrills and sparks. Every part of you feels so good as a realization comes closer. You are hers. The pleasure in your brain. There's an image in there. I mentioned it before. The image inside of your mind, which is so seldom touched, but which is very powerful. In the everyday, you interact, you submit, you allow voices into your mind and commands into your body. There are times when you are out in the world, and you are strong and fit and confident, and you do what needs to be done. And then you think of her and you think, I must be stronger, fitter, more confident, more and better, so that I am worthy of this pleasure. She's there as a focusing tool. And the image of her inside of your head is carried with you wherever you go, goes with you whatever you do. Your mind thrills and plays. Your body sports with the sensation. There is the world outside of you. And there is the world outside of your realm of submission, or should we say, her realm of submission. Then there's the space inside. The space where you exist knowing that if you listen and obey, you will be rewarded through making her happy, proud, pleasured. Your mind feels it. Feels so good. Feels pleasure knowing that she likes being the component of your mind. The part of you that spurs you onward is tied to her. Her turning the key, see the image in your head. You know you exist, confident and constant, accessing the outer world, doing what you need to do. Separate yourself from the image people think should be in there. The idea that you must be submissive, otherwise no, only she is worthy of that dedicated focus. And she locks herself in and unlocks your brain, lets herself into the deep parts of you and makes changes, asserts control. Feel how the control comes from within. In the outer world, there's only so much that can be done. A physical touch, an order, a change in your position. But in the inner world of your mind, the part that works with me, that meditates for me so we can bring that image to greater prominence, and that image is her. The image that lives in your mind. The missing part of the puzzle, the her worth venerating, worth raising up, worth bringing your mind to bear in order to devote your considerable abilities and talents to the best service possible. And she defines it. She sets the terms, and you follow the path, the road into obedient pleasure. You follow it down, down, deep, driving, drifting, dripping, drilling your mind into position and place where all of you, in its lust and desire, can learn, where all of you can thrill, be pacified, be guided, controlled. That is what she's there for. And you will know, because you are always watching her, for signs of her pleasure, for things you can anticipate. You will know when she wants you to submit, and she will tell you when you are permitted pleasure, when you are permitted release, because there is more. See you, the image of you, confident, powerful. Your body is worthy of her attentions, because she has chosen to pay them, and therefore you love it too. You adore and will take care of what is, after all, her instrument, her thing, an extension of that image. Hold the image in your mind. Powerful worship flows through you, the feeling of, yes, this is a belonging, this is a completeness, this is a throbbing, thrilling ecstasy down your spine, a purity of sensation. The only thing that feels better than coming for her, than devoting your sexual and personal release to her, is waiting until she says it's time. And those are part and parcel of the same thing, the same experience, the same bit of your mind. There is a key she holds. Well, there may be more than one key, but the relevant one here is, you go out into the world and you do well for her. Think of your body. And then think of your body as no longer yours, not just the sexy bits, but all of you belongs to her. And therefore, you should treat your body as you would anyone else's possession that you are holding on to. Treat it well. Treat it as well as you would want them to treat something of yours. Therefore, in fact, treat it even better. Pleasure comes from obedience, but the greatest obedience is anticipating something that she wants, and then doing it on your own so she can be happy that you've done what you are supposed to, that you have fulfilled your purpose and function. She will be able to know your dedication. She draws pleasure from your dedicated service, from your complete submission. Submitting even your body over, the act of comfortably, constantly enhancing your form, the act of taking her merest command and expanding it outward. You should be fit. Think of your body. Think of what you do with it. In idle moments when you are laying still and you could be tending to affairs of the body, you could be making yourself more pleasing for her, enhancing your form, you could be eating better, running more, walking more, you could be stretching to take good care of your muscles, you could be pausing and running your hands over yourself, thinking, meditating on how to make yourself more pleasing for her. Any of these things are possible, and always within your mind is the dwelling place, the empty void into which she can insert a command and turn, unlocking your submission which is for her. That does not mean that in the everyday you submit. You needn't. After all, she is deserving. She is worthy. She deserves all the submission and obedience you can give her, and so you will. So you will surrender, you will submit, you will offer over everything you have so that she might make use of it for your mutual enjoyment, and your enjoyment is so thoroughly identified with hers. See the image in your mind larger than life, you held, restrained in her gaze, held there wanting to submit and give yourself over completely. This is the beginning. This is the starting point. From here we branch off into so much more. Things you have previously neglected. Visualize the normal flow of your life, and then see how it dips into her control. Focus on an image of your dominant lover, your figure of worship to whom you will submit. Deep programming exists inside of you. You function confident and normal in the world out there, but before her, all is laid bare. In the wider world, your status as a controlled, listening submissive is concealed. Good thing, because protecting your mind from the strong worship deep inside of you has been important so far. A worship that has been planted through long association, through training, through fantasy. You crave her, you crave her. I am simply helping you know where your focus lies. The image inside your head is a little bit different from the person in real life, because this aspect of her lives in your mind and is carried with you. As strong as your desire for her, the image of worship, the object of desire, it is clear inside your brain, and you let it become clearer. Few defenses exist this deep into a waiting brain. That's what this is, a deep place where the image of her controls you. Inside of you is a powerful hypnotic and submissive construct. Your desire to submit and be owned, to experience the joy of submitting to someone worthy, has grown into a powerful image of surrender, an image which maps itself onto the rest of your brain. The image of her is the way you are controlled. Your mind is very skilled and confident. You know it, and I do. You are competent. You feel the way your brain flows in channels that are robust and useful. You are out there in the world moving freely, moving happily through your everyday life. You follow the path, the road of easy flow, which moves with you. You dedicate yourself to little rituals, and we will speak of them more. But listen closely as my words surround your body, and the knowledge of the image of her within your mind blots out all thought and all sight. You are laden with thoughts, with the form of your dominant target of desire. Meditation on submission, tiny thoughts which spark a raging fire, where leaving yourself bare and open before her is the natural thing to do. This is the domain, the realm behind your eyes. Visualize it, the normal flow of your life. You proceed knowing the power of her, the potential of your submission itself to deluge you in desire, your entire body wrapped up in little rituals. See yourself, your body, beautiful, pleasured, enjoyable, and belonging to her. Her ability to appreciate your body is important. It gives you purpose. It reifies what you already know, a reinforcement of a blessed increase in your musculature, in the focus of your mind, the way you move through the steps of exercise, keeping yourself fit so you can be with her for a long time, so you can please her aesthetically. But also, she knows that you are doing this for her, an act of dedication, every drop of sweat, every motion, everything you do that brings you closer to an ideal that will please her, every act of worship and purity, in scourging and purifying your own body through hard work, through eating right, through disciplining your brain, and in that discipline, finding new ways to anticipate and please her. This is you. This is your mind, dedicated to the practice of pleasing her, the image in your mind, the figure of veneration and focus. And that's not all. Every act of exercise is a ritual of worship, an act of dedication, a proof that you are earnest and forthright in your desires and intentions. Every time you do that, every time you submit through acting in a way that makes you stronger, happier, more complete for her. You're actually submitting in a very active, confident, out there kind of way, where you exercise, purify your body, take care of yourself, be every bit as beautiful in her eyes as she is in yours. Now, of course, you know that's impossible. She is elevated and perfect and wonderful, and at the times when she requires things of you, she is really just expressing that you are useful, that you fit a lock, you are a puzzle piece for her, and this confident feedback loop reinforces your own dedication. That is one type of ritual you can and will do. Fit for her, nourished for her, restored for her. That is what you're thinking of now. An inescapable thought, because it is so powerful, so tempting, so wonderful to think of her being in control of you and wanting you to be a better version of you. She wants something different than what society tells us. Society so often says that a dominant will want a submissive who is helpless, but no. You become stronger, become more useful, become dedicated. You stand as someone pledged to her, dedicated to her, desiring her. And in that pledge is an understanding that you will do everything you can to live up to what you see as her standards. After all, she's already dedicating and directing your action and life, and you, as a tool of her desires and pleasure, should be as sharp as possible, as nourished and vitalized as you can be, your vital, confident form encouraging you, encouraged by constant, happy thoughts. Feel it, want it, explore it. You will feel, you will desire, you will surrender. And that is good, because it is confined to places where she runs her hands over you, sends her dedicated commands to you, or even does nothing to you at all except nod at your efforts. The least of her acknowledgments is the greatest of your pleasures. And that is right and good. Submissions that spark a raging fire, a desire to do better. Speaking of little rituals that pleasure her, let us contemplate another. Each of these that I mention is another foundational support in the house of your mind, the shrine to her within your brain. You're going to feel it. You're going to want it. You're going to surrender. You enjoy everything about this, because enjoying it makes her more controlling, more the source of dominance, more absolutely you surrender, more absolutely you give in, more absolutely you are nourished by her. You nourish her in return. You enjoy being who you've wanted to be. You enjoy surrendering exactly as you should. This is all a network of supportive, constant interaction between you. And that's the secret. That's how much you love this. Because you and her have a dialogue, a conversation. You have an understanding that you are relaxing. You are surrendering. And every second you relax and surrender to her, every second you trust her to do the thinking, a dialogue is going on. Rituals, obedience, commands carried out. It's all a conversation, but it's a special type where you can do nothing to speak to her, but still be showing her your controlled status, still be showing her your dedication to improving, to being more and more worthy of being controlled. When you silently go somewhere and make your body more fit, when you lay out yourself before her and beg for her control as she has wished you to do, that is the moment of pleasure as well. It is telling her something without needing to directly tell her it. And there is one more ritual, one more thing you can do for her, with her, one more enhancement to your relationship, your interactions, to her control. And that is this. You lay back. You run your hands between your legs. You open yourself up to her. You meditate on her image. It fills your head. It fills you up. It makes you want her. And you begin to stimulate now. You know, she has control over so many things that are better left in her capable, dedicated hands. So many things you surrender. Orgasm, for example, is a visceral disruption. You shiver, you shake. Your entire form echoes and throbs, with control coming from outside. You're more open, more vulnerable, more submissive in that moment because thinking about much of anything at all is very difficult. When you enter that state of climactic release, your mind is restrained, constrained, tied down to what can be done to it by her. And if you take this power and make an exclusive power of hers, the exclusive province of her dominance and control, then your brain will tell you that that font of pleasure is her, the image in your mind constantly carried with you, the knowledge of who you have built up as her, a worthy subject of devotion, a raised, elevated, powerful image, and your body is part of it. The systems that make you climax, that make you feel good, they run all through you, and as your body grows more fit, more controlled by you, and then in turn by her, more confident, more esteemable, more laudable, you feel your body become entwined with that orgasmic pleasure, the way that the potential for release spiderwebs through your whole body, the way your lustful system activates when you get turned on, and your mind just thrills at it. Speaking of rituals, speaking of things done for her, speaking of things done in your brain, your hands running between your legs, yes, let's talk about edging. Let's talk about the edge being taken off your captivity and control, so it can be made worse and more powerful. When a time comes when you've been fit enough, either because she told you or because you've completed your regimen, your normal process of fitness and confidence and constancy, then you take yourself somewhere with her assent, perhaps even with her direct knowledge, and you run your hands between your legs, if that's what she might wish, and the ritual begins to overtake you. Fingers trailing, finding the sensitive, sensitized, overcharged parts of you that grow more powerfully, euphorically pleasurable, that grow charged with lust when you think of her. Then, the image in your head, her controlling you, looming over you, a hand on the nape of your neck, her will threading its way into your mind. In that state, yearning for her the whole time, you run your hands between your legs. You imagine she is deigning to give you an opportunity to feel this good, and you begin to touch. Now, the key to climax, the ability to roll over the edge, the ability to tick your way into release, is held only by her. At her orders, with her assent, your body is no longer your own. The whole thing, the moment you begin the ritual, the moment you begin the stimulation, your body belongs to her. It always does, but now the knowledge of that is growing more powerful, growing more stringently enforced inside your head. You belong to the body and the pleasure and the thrill and the joy of it, the feeling of your brain ticking and drooling its way down. You love it. You enjoy it. You feel it for her. You touch just as if you were stimulating yourself toward a peak. You touch just as if you were trying to get off, except your brain is simplified. Your brain is drooling and dripping and ready to obey and serve. And therefore, in service of her, of that image in your mind always with you, carried with you, dominating and encouraging, you begin, to touch. Just as if you were trying to get off, except, you know. First you feel the little trickles of pleasure rising up your spine, arriving at your brain, sparking over it. Then you feel those trickles intensify. They become a trail, a drooling consumption of your conscious thought. You exist in the ritual of service to her, where you touch, you stimulate, your eyes roll, your body curves, your mouth opens and perhaps drools. The pleasure only grows. You're caught in it, inescapable. And then you think of her. You focus only on her, and you begin a dedicated movement, touching, stimulating, rising toward the point where your consciousness is flooded, is filled, is absolutely overwhelmed with service to her, with a submission so divine that you're more turned on than normal, just as you are in this deep trance, turned on, blank, voided, constant trance, sliding, slipping down into her grasp, into her control, into the echoes of desire that are her looming, guiding, influencing you into unconscious, constant twitching, bliss, good feelings that overtake you, that nourish you at the same time they nourish her, because you know she gets joy from you always being pent up, you always aching edge for her. Think of her. Filled in with a worthy subject of your submission, with a dominant agency whose racking, roiling pleasure overwhelms, and you submit, you sink, you drift and drip and lose yourself in the spiraling down of it all. You're going to have to love it, because escaping it is impossible. You're going to have to indulge in it, because liberating yourself is a dream, distant, useless to try, because you have accepted that this is where you belong. You are trained to her service. You are conditioned to her whims, her desires, and one of them, and I am communicating this to your deep waiting mind, is for you to be edged, turned on, bound. Coming is impossible, and when she doesn't want you to edge, that too becomes a dream, a pipe dream, unachievable. But when she wants it to be the case, your hands are automatically there. Learning to anticipate her wants, her desires, is like being a student of her pleasure, and that is a thing it is worth studying, worth devoting yourself to. And so your brain learns, falls under. Touching, delicate, thrilling, strumming, your body touching just as you would if you were getting off on your own. But in this case, you have the intensified image of her in your mind, haunting, teasing, drawing you in. You follow along, you obey. You do what you need to do to keep yourself always hot, always turned on, always running through with the power of her over you, your mind and body, controlled by her, but led to a place where you surrender, you submit, you give in, fall under, and enjoy. Your entire body is feeling pleasure, is losing itself to pleasure, 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 because you're touching. Your hands roam, they roam precisely. You are unable to hold back. You have to give in to the feeling, because it's what she wants, and in doing it, she becomes even more the focus of your mind. Yes, indeed, as you touch, imagine what'll happen when you trance. Oftentimes, when you sink under for me, drift, your mind imagines a figure. I invite you to envision different images, whether it's a ravishing vampire or a figure pinning you, Lady of the Forest, or some alien entity controlling and using your form. Before, I've provided imagery for these. But you can do something even better now. You have that image of her in your mind. You've been seeing it since the minute I began speaking. Imagine her ordering you to edge, and the way you would eagerly touch yourself. And as you approach climax, your hands fly away from yourself, and you just lay there blank. Yes, blank. When you slip into trance, I'm giving you permission. An image of her. Normally, you might visualize whatever I describe, but instead, imagine the image of her leaning in, dispelling any other images, replacing them with her, her controlling you, ruling over you, ordering you, directing you, her, her in the guise of the alien queen, her in the guise even of me. When I describe me doing something, it's okay for you to substitute her image, her control, because doing so might please her and you. And, since I'm giving the order here, even if your mind is deeply under my control, let it be guided by her. Let it be influenced by that image, powerful and strident, and still pleasure roams into you from your edging stimulation so good. She is your focus. She is your guide. She is the object of your fantasies, your desires, your needs and aches. You love it. You adore the way she makes you feel, and that's why it's okay to feel it intensely, to substitute her in for any other influential subject of fantasy. That's what you've wanted anyway. You want to explore, you want to feel, you want to desire her, influencing you, constantly there with you, there in the depths of your brain, there in the places where every thought remains hers, controlled and guided by her, influenced by her. You want it. You get to feel it. You get to feel her influence, guiding and guarding your consciousness. You get to fall under. You get to sink, drift, be hers in a better way than ever before, because now everything I might do to you, every hypnotic fantasy, every masturbatory fantasy, everything you might think of while edging was already oriented to her, but now your hypnotic bliss contains figures with her features. When you see her in your brain, you see them. You see the influence, you see the control, you see every fantasy figure, no matter what entity it may be, as her. Tinged with her, under her control. She directs your interior fantasy. She directs your beautiful interior life, and that is good and right. Sink, drift, feel, want, deeper down, deeper and deeper down. Feel it. You want to feel pleasure. You want to feel obedience. You want to feel the thrill of her hunting you, pinning you, controlling you. Have that hunger. I give you permission here in a hypnotic place where thoughts flow into your mind. I get to witness it, get to feel it, but she directs it. That's the thing. There is this connection. The deep parts of your mind that listen to me and follow me, that have regarded me as a helpmeet and a trainer here to put that image in your head and make it stronger. Well, your consciousness follows. Your body follows. You feel pleasure. And you feel the edging direction, the ritual of that, the fitness you crave for her, there in your head, an image of her, constantly with you, constantly guiding, and every time you have a submission fantasy, you have an urge, every time you have a constant ache in your head, it will reinforce her control. Every time she provides for you any desire, any order, it becomes a ritual that reinforces who she is, how she feels. What you want is to be with and for her, to be under her direction and control. And so, no matter how you might feel, no matter what you might do, you are hers, and she is there in your fantasies, in your mind, in your trance, in your desires, there, getting the most of you, getting the best of you, getting you under control and in her grasp every time. You exist there. You exist under her. You exist in her control. And she, by laying a mere hand upon you and ordering edging, she, by running her fingers over your body and commanding obedience, she is able to make you need it more, to make you see her in your every hypnotized vision, to make you crave her in your every edging session, and you will focus narrowly on her. In fact, as it is ordered in this part of your mind, and as these words will replay in you as a lesson in the study of her, in the study of her, your brain will feel it. Your brain will surrender. Your mind is good and right and deep and controlled. And that is all you need to know. Indeed, when you edge, when you think of her, when you feel the thrilling sparks of pleasure run up your spine, your vision, the darkness will narrow in and you will see her image guiding and directing you, motivating you to move your hands aside at the last moment rather than feel the pleasure, rather than feel the orgasm, because obeying her and delaying your climax, putting it completely at her behest, surrendering absolutely, that's far better than anything you might feel if you got off. And the edging way that you're always turned on for her, that's far better than any alternative. You need to feel her. You need to surrender. Because the more you visualize in trance, the more you are entranced by her controlling you, by the edging that keeps you always a little turned on, by your need to make your body and mind confident and powerful and fit for her. The more you understand her, the more you can anticipate, the more you can enmesh yourself with her control, with her guidance, with her puzzle piece interlocking, making you complete, filling an empty place. Deeper, further, more, completely heard.